This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And today we have another talk from Brighton SEO 2013. This time it's Bieran Reid of Autotrader talking about automating SEO on large websites.
Afternoon, everyone. So my name is Bieran Reid. I head up the performance marketing team at Autotrader. Hopefully you've heard of who we are. My background is I used to be agency side, heading up an SEO team, and I've been client side for about 3 years now. So what I wanted to share with you today was some tips, some tools that we use to actually automate a lot of the SEO that we do. So we're living in a world of big data. In the time it takes me to talk to you today, there's going to be 40 million searches going on Google. There's going to be 2 million tweets, probably most of them coming from this room, and about 20 million updates on Facebook. So it's a world of big data, and that's quite scary from an SEO perspective, because where do we put our focus? There's only 24 hours in a day. So a little bit about Autotrader. We're a big company. We're a data company. So every month we get 1 billion page views, 120 million searches on our website for cars, and we get about 11 million users on our website. So it's big for us, and SEO is our single biggest traffic driver, so we take it very seriously. Data, as I said, is absolutely key, so I ran a report to just see what sort of cars people search for in Brighton, and interestingly, I think it's, the 3 Series is the most popular car, so I don't know how many of you drive 3 Series, but we take data very seriously. And the 80-20 rule that the guys touched upon there, it's very important for us as well, so I see this far too often, and when I was at agency side, I was probably guilty of doing this, spending 80% of your time doing boring stuff in SEO, so pulling reports, crunching numbers, doesn't lead to a motivated team. It's boring, you only spend 20% of your time doing the cool stuff. You want to be doing this. To get success, 80% of your time should be doing the cool stuff, the creative stuff that you're hearing about today, and 20% of the time, you can't get around the boring stuff, you still have to do it. But there are tips and tricks and tools that you can do to automate a lot of that boring stuff. So the way I look at it, I want to know what keeps me up at night. And if it keeps me up at night, I want to automate it so I don't have to spend all of my life worrying about this stuff. So typically, the things that would keep me up at night at Autotrader are traffic. If my traffic changes significantly, I need to react. And if my competitors are doing something, I need to react. They're the big two. So monitoring traffic fluctuations. This stuff isn't rocket science, but it surprises me how little people have actually set this up. So it's in every Google Analytics profile, you can set up custom intelligence alerts. They can tell you anything. They can tell you if you've dropped traffic, if you've grown traffic, if your competitors are sending you traffic, if you're getting less traffic from Twitter overnight. You can completely customize what you would treat as a major fluctuation. And once you've done that, so we've set up about 10 of these major ones that I look at. Once you've done it, Google will email you. So this was, we had a traffic spike on one of our websites. I wanted to know that. I haven't got enough time, or the team haven't got enough time to check all of our sites. Has the traffic gone up or down? But this sends you a nice email. This was a good email. There's a traffic spike. Brilliant. If I got one that said traffic drop, I know I need to react to it straight away. A nifty little feature as well with Google Analytics, you can set it up to send you an SMS. So, again, if you are, if you're working with clients that run e-commerce websites, you might want to set up an alert on their conversion rate. If it drops over more than 20% in a day, you might want to do something. If that sends you a text message and you're able to be proactive with your clients, it's going to lead to happier clients ultimately. The next thing is competition. We take this very seriously. So monitoring how visible Autotrader are and our competitors are, is massively important. So we have tools that do this. This is a screenshot from Advanced Web Ranking. I think the guys are here today. Very, very powerful tool. We use it to monitor roughly 10,000 keywords every day across all of our core markets. And we don't spend all day looking at this tool, but it will tell us if there's been a change. So this screenshot will show you if a particular competitor improves its visibility by 10%, send you an email. If a new competitor comes into the market in one of your niches, Someone was talking about business insurance the other day. Perfect example, you could set this up. It would send you an email to say, there's a brand new domain suddenly ranking for a keyword group that you were working on a year ago. Really, really powerful. And yeah, you can completely customize these alerts. So they're the sort of two things that we fully automate. I need to know when things happen with my traffic, and I need to know when things happen with my competitors. But then there's also a load of cool tools, tips and tricks that make life easier as an in-house SEO. Automating link building. It sounds a bit ridiculous, but you can do this. So one of our websites is called Topmarks, and we've installed a JavaScript plugin called Tint. It's completely free. It's like installing Google Analytics, very easy to put on. And hopefully this illustrates, if you copy a piece of text off a website, and you'd be surprised how many people do, it will add a link in. So if that person was pasting it on a forum, which they do in the car market, they do all the time. If they found a car on Auto Trader, they put it in a forum. This will add a link back. And 9 times out of 10, they'll keep that link in, whereas they wouldn't normally if that didn't happen. You can customize that as well. So you could actually put your Twitter profile in to say, oh, we've also got a Twitter, or we're running a competition. Really powerful. And the reporting's brilliant. So this is the dashboard you get. So I think this was over the last month. We had 1,300 people copying content off our website, 28 links for free, 200 clicks, which is quite nice as well. So you can kind of monitor what's going on. And it also gives you a nice little report to say keywords that drive users away from your site. And that's what, you know, in Chrome and Firefox, you can highlight a bit of text, right-click, search Google. I feed that to my content team because I say, guys, there's people leaving our website that are looking for convertible. So they couldn't find something about a convertible on our site. We need to action that. There's some really nice tools here. Whilst it automates your link building somewhat, you get really good insight as well. Link prospecting. How many times have you been in a situation where someone sends over a massive long list of links and you just think, right, I'll manually go through these and write loads of things, and the end of it, well, I hope you won't end up as bad as this guy, but it can be a bit frustrating. So what can you do? Again, there's a lot of tools out there. My favorite tool for this has to be Neil Bosman's SEO Tools plugin for Microsoft Excel. If you haven't used it, again, it's completely free. It's absolutely brilliant. The only things that I'd look at if someone sent me a big list of 500 websites that, do you want to buy these sites or do you want to link on these sites? The most important things for me is PageRank to an extent, but Citation Flow and Trust Flow from Majestic are very strong metrics. And then the IP address is important because sometimes you might have sites on the same IP address that it's not the great idea to do that. And page title as well kind of gives you that feeler as to whether this is a legitimate site or not. And what it kind of looks like is very easy to use. He's done a great job of making a really friendly user interface. So you just highlight the URL and all the buttons on the top just integrate into these services, and you say, I want to know the page title of that URL. I want to know the IP address. I want to know the page rank, the domain authority, anything you want. And just like any other Microsoft Excel formula, you do it once, you can drop it down. So you might have 1,000 URLs you want to prospect all at once. This tool will do that for you. And then you've built a spreadsheet, so you can turn this into a process. This is just an example that pulls in page rank, citation flow, trust flow, IP addresses, and page titles. But for, you know, that will probably save, whilst it might take an hour or so to set up, it will save you days of work in the future if you've automated link prospecting. It's very important. So that tells me there's a load of sites on the same IP. This is probably a link network that I don't want to get involved in. I can look through page titles for keywords that are relevant to whatever work that I'm doing, and I can analyze the authority of the site. Like I said, you've only got 8 working hours in a day. If I was going to contact 10 of these websites, I'd probably organize it by trust flow, then page rank, and look at the page titles. Very, very powerful. And that's it.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.